from me and you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Perdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Rainer, Trisha. And this is a song, I'm going to guess, from a Disneyland theme park.
Yes, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Disney Park Show, and this is Journey into Imagination. Just one spark.
Now, the last Disney visit I had, I'll talk about something sad that happened on there. But, of course, business owner tax relief. If you want to explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities, give them a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or check out their website, azbotr.com,
azbotr.com. Oh, sorry. But breaking news here from CNN, Ireland said yes.
Is Ireland a woman?
All the gays are moving to Ireland.
Becoming the first country to legalize same-sex marriage by popular vote.
Let's go. So that's good stuff there. Good work, Ireland. So that's good news. On to something a little sad. Last time at Disneyland, in line for Peter Pan ride, that's where I found out, unfortunately, about the death of the great Robin Williams.
Oh.
I had seen a text that he... Yeah, and so that was a
tough
one.
You found that out then?
We were there.
Yeah, yeah, but
and
still.
I had actually told you.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Good trip, though. We saw that the genie did a wonderful job
Sad.
Yeah. Yes. And I mean, just all the different, of course, our Robin Williams show special, you can go to breakradioshow.com, click on archives. That was a wonderful show, all of the different songs that Robin Williams has sung in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm going to see if I can do Friend Like Me justice karaoke tomorrow. That would be a good one, right?
I think it would be.
With different
is that what you karaoke is, Disney songs?
Yeah, he's innocent.
Let Who it wins go, the poll?
Let it go.
Wait, can you do that one? A Friend Like Me?
Really?
I can, yeah.
I love that song. Yeah, and they have
the different voices and
they
stuff.
They have like that at the other park, California Adventure.
Yeah.
You guys the Aladdin show.
That's a great show.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You like that too?
I haven't seen it, but
it's very good.
Imagine.
Last time you went, early 90s, well before California Adventure, which
I only went to Disney World as well, so I haven't been to Disneyland or California Adventure.
I like California Adventure. I know a lot of the people that live in the L.A. area that go there a lot say, nah, Disneyland is still the place, but... Yeah, so if you could only choose one. But you know what? I have a lot of fun there. And the ride waits usually aren't as long because everyone's at Disneyland. It's the classic park. But I think it's fun. And they're just redoing Soaring Over California a bit. So that just reopened up, I think, last week.
And it's not just California.
Yeah, they're doing a whole world thing.
Right.
At some point, I think... The world thing, they're debuting somewhere else, and it's still, they changed the screens here, but I think in 2016, they'll refurbish again with the whole world thing, and it's going to be amazing. We got to get Joseph there. I was going to say, on Dave, I think everyone involved with Breakthrough Entertainment, Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, and then our friends with 1480 AM KPHX, Dave should just get everyone out there together. I think that would be great.
What do you think, Eric?
Eric agrees.
Sounds great.
You want to go meet Mickey Mouse?
No.
Oh, okay.
And when Eric's ex-wife comes after him, we'll say it was Dave Payne.
I don't know.
There you go.
You know, I don't know if I'm actually allowed to go to Disneyland or Disney World because technically Elsa still has that restraining order against me.
Oh, man. You haven't got that lifted?
No.
But here's a big question to Joseph.
Yeah.
At California Adventure Park, there's a ride I absolutely will not go on. Greg will go on it. I know Trisha, I think you went on it. Probably Eric would go on it, I bet. It's this roller coaster that goes upside down.
I'd go on it.
Oh.
You know what?
Yeah.
YOLO.
YOLO.
I'll go.
You
on
only
any
live
coaster.
Once.
Yeah, you know
so
what?
All if, of you
if
go
you're
on.
Gonna if you go if you are going to die, you might as well die having fun. And what better way than upside down on a roller coaster?
Wow.
Because then at least I would say, hey, you know what? I lived Final Destination 3, 4, what was it?
Yeah, the third one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I stand corrected.
That was a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we're going to save our George Clooney interview for in a little bit because I want to talk
about
a little bit.
You're going to make him wait?
Yeah. We're gonna tell him to hold on. Perhaps in our next hour, we'll get to you.
I already told him.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
He can't let the world's seventh sexiest man wait.
He's the seventh sexiest man? Yeah. Who's number one?
It's no doubt about it. It's
me.
No, it's John Lovitz.
Yes,
come on, John Lovitz. Wow.
Yeah,
John.
All right,
so beautiful man.
But we do want to talk about a little bit about the history of Disneyland and stuff like that because I know it's a small world. Because I've been going on to YouTube. Now I don't know if it's they're supposed to be doing this, but people do it. They take videos.
It.
Yeah, they film themselves. You know, not themselves, but the rides. And of course, that cannot replace it. But if you are not, if you can't get there and you want to see it, then you know that's one option that you have.
Yeah.
And I looked at It's a Small World, and they did a lot of renovations several years ago.
Yeah.
And it looks, I think, a lot more cartoonish now. And I preferred the version that I saw, way 20 years ago.
Yeah, I can't remember.
They put in a lot of signs. And
yeah, there's different signs, and I mean, it's just like even the animals. They look more. They have cartoonish faces and stuff like that. And I don't know. I don't like the Disney characters being in It's a Small World either. I think sometimes it could be okay.
Yeah.
But I think that. The Disney characters because they're not in the Disney World version of It's a Small World.
Right.
I think it should just be the things of the world, the children of the world, and the different animals and stuff like that. And I think it should really kind of keep in that traditional feel because everything's been changing. Like the I know one thing that I got to experience was the extraterrestrial alien encounter ride at Disney World.
Okay.
And I don't think that was at the Disneyland.
No.
It was a center stage, and it was a big glass tube, and you got to see an alien, and then you, felt it spit
and
on
where
you
was
and
that?
Stuff like that. At Disney World. It was like one of their
You went
first...
to Disney World?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just talked about this.
I thought you just went to Disneyland.
No, I only went to Disney World.
He's
oh, my
never
God.
Been to Disneyland.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get you to Disneyland. It's only a hop, skip, and jump around.
I know.
Down the town.
Because I'm saying the Disney World is better because I have nothing to compare it to.
It might be, though.
It might be.
Well, and because I'm from Southern California still, I get the Southern California discount.
Wow. So then
that'd be a good discount.
Yeah, that's good. But even that they replaced with Stitch's Great Escape. Now... Again, that's another cartoonish kind of take, and I saw some things on YouTube and that's really cool to look at. But I would miss the alien thing that I saw. So, I mean, what other changes have you guys seen, and what
There's been over the years, especially with rides, just a ton of changes with that. Even with Space Mountain, how they've changed, the track and just kind of the scenery. I think it was 2005 where. Where they made those changes to it is kind of a big refurbishment. The track is the same in the sense of the ride design, but things in there changed. I would just say just over time, I mean, some of the shows are different, obviously.
Well, Dave was asking about Carousel of Progress. Now, online you can find out exactly where it is. I think it might be at California Adventure or something now. They moved it to a different park.
Mm-hmm. They did?
Yes. It was Carousel of Progress, then they changed it to America Sings, then they brought back Carousel of Progress, and then that closed down a few years ago, and they moved it to a different park.
Oh, okay.
It's, as far as Disneyland goes. I think at Disney World, it's still in the same
Something
place.
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, some of those changes, but with Pirates of the Caribbean, I do like when they added in Davy Jones and Captain Jack Sparrow. Just adds that whole different element to it. Love that. And, so to me, because I don't fully remember when I was younger, it's like part of it's like blacked out. It's just the more recent times. And to me, so there's not many changes other than, of course, new rides or in California Adventure when that's added, adding Cars Land and things like that. So not like the classic stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of like the classic stuff. I mean,
no, I'm not saying I don't like that. I do. I just meant like change wise.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe because I haven't. Yeah. I mean, because you were there. How long ago was the last time you went there? Was what?
Last
Robin
August.
Williams.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a lot more recent than I've been there. And
yeah.
So maybe I'm just seeing things online and stuff like that, and I'm disappointed with what I'm seeing because I want my memories back.
Right.
Where you see what it's really like, and you're okay with it.
Yeah. And there are some. One thing with me is that show wise, I don't like shows as much.
I agree.
It's hard for me to sit still in them, and when I'm there at Disneyland or California, I just want to go on rides. Something about it.
Indiana Jones, did you see that show?
They don't have the show at Disneyland.
Okay.
They just have the ride, because I haven't been to Disneyland.
Because I thought I was standing in line for a ride, and it was the longest, and it was hot and sweaty, and they had misters on and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then I watched a show, and I was like, okay, when do I get on the ride?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was disappointing.
And speaking of Indiana Jones, you guys probably know this. There's like, each time you go on, it's going to be different. There's always going to be some little difference, at least. And it's just amazing how they do that. I know the technology has been caught up to, and now they can say it's dated a little. But, again, it's not classic ride in the sense that it only opened in 1995, so it hasn't been there since like the 60s or 70s, like Matterhorn and things like that. But it's just an experience. You have to experience it.
I think you do. You definitely have to experience it. And again, give us a call, 602-252-1480, or go to breakradioshow.com and click on the F for our Facebook page, and you can share your own experiences. And you know, I think Dave is, in addition to us, he's going to let some of our listeners go as well, right? We'll have like a big pack.
Well, my brother in San Diego on his radio show, he used to organize, I think, cruises and trips to
you get a car, you
countries
get a car,
that you
Cuba.
Can't go to. Oh, no, I wasn't going to say it. Oh, boy. Okay, but what changes have you seen?
Oh, my goodness. There's been many, many changes. Like I said, Captain EO. I mean, Tomorrowland has changed quite a bit. That's where I seem to remember seeing the most changes. Another change, and I understand why, but I think they're starting to have too many princesses.
Yeah,
I can
see that.
It's too many princesses. I just think that there was something really special
about Cinderella and Snow White.
And Cinderella, Snow White, I mean, Belle, the well-known princesses, you know, from the stories. And then as you know, they've kind of reached out and they've, you know, done more shows and added more princesses. I'm just kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. Who was that one? You know? So I think the original ones are my favorites. But you know what I do like? They did not get rid of the treehouse, the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
I had that.
Which is a fun one, and Tom Sawyer Island, Huck Finn Island, whichever one you want to call it. I like that. I think Pirates is wonderful still. But those are the changes, and I don't like the fact that it's so expensive.
Yes. Boy, are we in luck. This is Splash Mountain Part 2. Laughing Place.
I love it. Hey, that was a good joke. One of the best ever. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX. We'll be right back.